Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice and let us rejoice in him today. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Apostle Calvin McNeil this morning. I will be your host on this morning, this Sunday morning service, people of God. I thank God for that song this morning. Amen. Truly, 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 we need our soul to be lifted. Amen. Hallelujah. And no one other than the only one, amen, Jesus can do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I pray that that song did something for you this morning. Put a dance in your feet, put a wave in your hand, and put a clap in your hands. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God is good. He's amazing, and he's doing great things for his people. He's not done yet, people of God. Hallelujah. Though you cannot see, ah, glory to his name. He is moving behind the scenes. Watch your God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Watch your God. How big is your God? Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. Come on and grab a hold to the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone. I thank God for you allowing me to be in your homes this morning. Wherever you are at this morning, amen. Praise God. I pray that the precious Holy Ghost will overtake you, overshadow you and undergird you this morning. Amen. But you know what, y'all? Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Yes, Holy Ghost. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for your thank you for visitation this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come this morning, Lord God, thanking you and praising you and glorifying you and lifting you up, God, today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking, Father God, that you will bless everyone under the sound of my voice today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, move through their homes, move through their hearts, God. Yes, God, let you be the throne that sits upon our heart, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know that there's no room for anything else, God, but you, Father. So we thank you, Father God, for the gift of the Holy Ghost on today, God. Your Holy Spirit that goes throughout this earth, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, and lives on the inside of us, Lord God. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord God, that you would do a miraculous miracle today. God, in us and through us, God, lift us up, God, today, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, somebody might be downcast on today, Father, but I pray that the lifting of the Holy Spirit would lift their hearts up today, Lord God. Let them see you, God, and not their problems, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, God. I praise you, God. I glorify you, God. Now, God, as I have studied, Father, Lord Jesus, I ask that the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, Lord God, will take control of my body today, God. Activate, God, what needs to be activated, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, stir up what needs to be stirred up, God, today, Lord God, to bless your people, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, around this nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I lift you up. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name on today. Amen, people of God. Today. As I got up this morning, amen, praise God, hallelujah. We know that many, many things are going on in this world, praise God. Many people, hallelujah, are losing people along the way, praise God. But God is coming to encourage you today, hallelujah, to let you know that, yes, he's in the blessing business. He is in the restoration, bless us, showed up, I see ya. He is in the place, amen, to restore your life. You are being restored. Amen. Restoration is coming to you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. There's a blessing in the midst of every storm of life. Amen. But you got to see the blessing and not the storm. You got to know that you are in the middle and Jesus is all around you, preparing the way for what's to come in your life. So today, praise God, we all know the scripture today, and I had to quote quote it. I had to sing it. Praise God. I had to lift it up today. Praise God, y'all. Come on, people, God. I want you to come with me this morning. Praise God. Because sometimes we get up and we are so discouraged in the morning. We have the Okshatuna Masia. We have some dark clouds over our head, praise God. But Jesus is the light of the world, and he brings light to us today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I bind up every dark cloud that hovers over you today with depression, oppression. Hallelujah. You got to know who your God is. Hey, yes, Holy Ghost, and he will bring restoration to your life. I want you to know that today, praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever you're waiting on him for, glory to God that he has already spoken. Keep it before the Lord. Thank him for it. Lift him up for it, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know, I know the plan I have for you, he said. Declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Come on, I want you to hear me this morning. Plans to give you hope and a future. See, that's the promises of God, people of God. Hallelujah. He has good plans for you. He is going to give you a future. Yes, Holy Spirit. There is a blessing for believers in the middle of every storm life brings. Come on, Holy Ghost. There is a blessing in the midst of every storm that comes into a believer's life. Are you a believer? Yes, you are. Hallelujah, beloved of God. Hey, Katorabashanda. Hallelujah. I am not sure what type of storm is raging in your private life today, because we all have them. Come on, somebody. But I am sure that if you are a believer, there is a blessing in the midst of your storm. When a storm comes, people of God, look for the rainbow. If I can say it that way, my God, I give you glory. Because when it rains, praise God, sometimes the rainbow comes, yes, Holy Ghost, to let you know that there's a covenant that God has made with you and me. Praise God. Storms come to cause fear, shake the very foundation of your life, destroy your faith, and get you off of track. Oh, come on, I'm talking to somebody today. This is Satan's purpose for your storm. God has a different purpose. He wants to calm your fear, increase your faith, and strengthen that very foundation of your life. My God, I give you glory. Anybody need the foundation? Shanda might look a little shaky right now, but God is strengthening the very foundation of your life and get you. See, Satan wants to get you off a track. The Bible says, even in Job, is the evidence to the believer that it rains on the just and on the unjust. You can be living righteous and serving God, yet storms will come into your life. What is that storm that's coming into your life today? Look for a blessing. After the storm, praise God. Sometimes you are just picked out. Come on, Holy Ghost. To be picked on. Come on, my God, I give you glory. So you can be picked up. Oh, come on, somebody, by the hand of God. Consider. Remember, God told Satan, have you considered my servant Job? When God considers you, come on, I want to talk to you today. You are already blessed. I want you to know. I want you to touch yourself this morning and say, I'm blessed by God. You got to understand, praise God, if God has you still yet here, praise God, you are blessed by God, because many of us should have been gone by now, but because of the blessing of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God, you are still yet here. The fact that God would take notice of us is a blessing. Rejoice, Hakaboshan. Rejoice in the thought that God is considering you worthy of the chance for the testimony. I want to talk to us today, praise God, because yes, many are going through something right now. Yes, Holy Ghost, that they don't understand, praise God. What a joy to be considered by the Creator. He is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Yes, Holy Ghost. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. Come on, hallelujah. He is our provider. Glory to God. Glory to God. He is the one, praise God, the Lord, our shepherd, and we shall not want. So many people seem to live lives unnoticed. Yet, God has taken notice of us today. In his infinite wisdom and unlimited compassion, he has considered us weatherproof. Come on, somebody. You are stormproof. You are weatherproof. You are faithproof. Come on, somebody. See, you got to know who you are and who you belong to. I'm going through that. Praise God. Get caught up, Ashanda. I'm going to be weatherproof today, God. I'm going to be stormproof today, God. I'm going to be faithproof today. Enough to allow a storm to come into our life. Surely we know that he will not allow any temptation to come upon us. The Bible tells us so. There has no temptation taken you, such as common to man. But God, somebody say, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. So then God considers us. He knows that we have within us what we need to make it through the storm. Come on, somebody. You got to understand, yes, God, I'm weatherproof, I'm stormproof, and I'm faithful, because I'm going to follow you, God, no matter what happens in my life. I'm going to make it, God, even through my storm. I'm going to see you, God, even in the midst of a storm, to be considered for the great work of God, to have God watching us and taking notice of our action, bragging and betting on our faith, bragging about our integrity, using us, his children, to wage war, come on, Holy Ghost, and to shame on the enemy. Oh, that God will consider us worthy of such a test. Rejoice, people of God, knowing that God is banking on you, being able to stand on your faith in the midst of everything that you're going through. God, I don't see it, but I believe you, God. God, I know I heard from you, God, but I believe you, God. God, it seemed like I'm getting off track, but I believe you, God. God, it seemed like everything is coming at me, God, and I will shy, but I believe you, God. It seems like things are going contrary to what you're saying, God, but I believe you, God. No matter what I go through, God, I'm going to believe you. I want to talk to us today. The blessing here is that we see stuff, yes, Holy Ghost, in you. Yes, God, I can see in myself, he says. He trusts me more than I'm able to trust myself. The bigger the storm, the bigger the blessing. The Bible says Job is an example of the worst storm life can bring. Death to his children, loss of property, loss of security, finances, families, and friends, destruction by fire, wiped out of everything meaningful and valuable in his life, loss of respect from his families and friends, loss of power in the community, loss of security, bank account, stocks, and whatever you might say, health care, retirement, home, car, clothes, money, jewelry, all caught up on the loss of his health and his strength, loss of support of even his wife. Everything that supports and inspires you, gone. Lost in a single storm. I want to talk to us because I'm not saying that you're going to go through what Job went through. You might can't handle what Job went through, praise God. I get caught up by Shanda. But whatever storm that you went through, it is already picked out from the foundation of this world. God already knew, praise God, before you would get into the storm. He's already seen it, praise God, and he already knows how you're going to come out. My God, I give him glory, praise God. That didn't catch God by surprise, amen. Yes, Holy Ghost, there's a blessing knowing that the bigger the problem, the bigger the blessing God has made up for you. Don't be moved by what you see, people of God. If we make the right choices in the storm, we can reap the blessings of the storm. The angels that God has given charge over us are strengthened by our faith in our trials and tribulations. My God, I give you glory. If we stand on God's word and we are faithful, we give them power to be victorious for us in the realm of the spirit. While we endure in the physical realm, come on, Holy Ghost, know with confidence God has a blessing for you, even in the midst of what you're going through. The Bible says in Matthew 5, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteous sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, come on somebody, and persecute you, and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. God has promised there is a blessing coming to you when you are considered for a storm, a test, and an unexpected persecution for his sake. So rejoice, people of God. You are already blessed. Double for your trouble. Come on, Holy Ghost. Increase is on the way. Ask the Lord, what are you sending me? What blessing do you have in store for me while I'm going through this? Because when I come through, my God, I give you glory. There's a blessing that's going to come that's going to overwhelm me. There's a blessing that's going to come that's going to overtake me. There's a blessing that the world is going to talk about when I come through. Because they don't understand why you're going through, why things are being taken away from you, why God is not moving right now, praise God. But I hear the Holy Ghost today, that God will move in the midst, and he will show the world that I am with you. Lord, how are you trying to deliver me? What are you about to give me that is making the enemy so mad? Am I talking to somebody today? Yes, Holy Ghost. What is it, God, that's making the enemy so mad at me? Praise God, that he's fighting me tooth and nail, throwing everything at me. Praise God, causing people to try to discourage me, try to make me feel that I'm less than. You got to ask yourself. See, I'm going somewhere, people. Well, God, yes, Holy Ghost. Why are they persecuting you? Why are they talking behind your back? Praise God. The enemy is on assignment, people of God. And God said, don't you move out of the way, praise God. Because when the storm comes, there is a blessing that's going to come behind it. Though you are in the midst of what you're going through, there is a bright light at the end of the tunnel. You might be walking through darkness right now that you can't not see because of the darkness, but I hear the Spirit of God say there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and you're going to meet me right there, saith the Lord thy God. What is making him so mad? God is in the storm with us, people of God. Job's biggest problem was he could not find God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. God, you ain't speaking while I'm going through this, God. God, don't you see me? God, can't you move right now? Oh, Holy Ghost. Lord, I lift my hand. God, you know the point where you done prayed and you say, God, you know my address, God, and you give him the whole address, God. God, you see me right here, praise God. See, Job's biggest problem was he could not find God. Hey. He couldn't handle all the losses. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth. The Lord taketh away. Job could not handle not being able to find God in the midst of his storm. Job cried out to ask God, where was he in all of the suffering and problems? And God flipped the script on Job to ask him, where was he when he was doing all his creative work? Then Job realized for himself, for the first time, who God really is. Do you know your God? Do you know who he is? Do you know what he represents? Don't you know that he's king over everything? Don't you know he owns the banks? Don't you know he owns the cars? Don't you know that he owns the houses? Don't you know that he owns your ministry? Don't you know who he is? Who God really is, he said. I heard of you before by the word of mouth. But now in the midst of my storm, now in the middle of this whirlwind, now in the middle of the worst calamity of my life, I now know you for myself. There were times, people of God, that God will take us through some stuff, sickness, health problems, money problems, children problems, spouse problems. Oh, come on, somebody. Your job, whatever it could be. But if you never went through nothing, you would not know who he is and what he can do. If he did it the first time, people of God, he'll do it again. Somebody say, he's going to do it again for me. He did it before. He brought me out. He will do it again. And it might not be the way you think that God's going to bring you out. It is the way Hashatunabasiya. See, God knows how he's going to bring you out. But you don't know how you're coming out. Hallelujah. As my husband said on the other day, all I need is one person, one person. Hey, shout out to Hosea. And see, that's the God that we serve. He will send that one person to lift you up out of that thing. Or God, global shake, will send a miracle for your life. My God, I give you glory. Or do we work? Do we know a God of a miracle, a supernatural miracle? Praise God. He is God of miracles. He is a God of supernatural. The things that we cannot perceive within our own mind, how he brings you out. But I'm telling you today, he's going to bring you out with a strong hand. He's going to bring you out, people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you got to know him for yourself. The blessing of every storm in a believer's life is that in the midst of the storm, we get to experience God's love and his compassion for ourselves. The blessing is knowing that he is with us. See, when you really know, see, I want you to, this week, you got to picture the unseen God right next to you while you're walking, while you're talking, while you're eating, while you're going. So you got to know that he is with you. See, when you know that he is really with you, he might not say nothing to you at that point in time, but he's right there, praise God. And everything is going to happen at his appointed time. Our storms are designed to make us look inside of ourselves. And when we do, we find God there with us all along. What a blessing, people of God. In the morning time, it's morning time. Not just in the natural, but in the spirit. Let it be known that the fact you are still here means that God is not done with you yet. Oh, come on, somebody. I want you to talk to you today. Praise God. My God, I give you glory. You are still yet here. That means that he is not done with you yet. My God, I give you glory. He's not done blessing you. He's not done healing you. He's not done restoring you. He's not done with delivering you. He's not done bursting the very thing he deposited in you that had not manifested yet. He's not done with perfecting every matter that concerns you. He's not done with your story. Can I talk to you about your story today? Your story might not be my story, but you have a story that's already written out before you was born. He's not done with your story. Come on, somebody. I want you to flip the page. He's not bringing, he's not done bringing his word and every promise in it to pass with a testimony. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. He's not done bringing his word and every promise in it to pass with a testimony. Can I talk to us today? So rejoice, O son of Zion. That's the word of God. See, Joel talks about it. Joel 2, 23 and 26, it says, so rejoice, O son of Zion, and be glad in the Lord your God, for he has given you the early rain for your vindication, and he has poured down for you the rain. The early and latter rain as before. The threshing floor will be filled of grain. Are you ready for the blessing? And the vats will overflow with the new wine and oil. Then I will make up to you the year. See, this is something that God has been giving me all week long. So I want to share with you, praise God, today, praise God, because he said, write it out, make it plain today, glory to his name. Then I will make up for you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the creeping locust, the stripping locust, and the growing locusts, that my great army which I send among you, and you will have plenty to eat and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wonderfully with you. Then my people, I want to talk to us today, praise God, because God keep telling me to say this to you. And sometimes I don't know why, but God knows everything about us today, praise God. Hallelujah. He knows what he wants to do in our lives, praise God. He knows how to bless you. Then my people will never be ashamed. Can I go to a song, people of God? I'm coming right back. May the Lord continue, amen, to raise an altar right before you, praise God, to bless you in abundance. God is doing things, and he's making things better just for you and me. Hallelujah. Blessing in the midst of what you're going through.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been
out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's got to get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better.
Heart.
In your heart.
more people. Somebody say it's already better. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. God knows what he is doing. God is a God that is in full control. Amen. God will make it better just for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know how much God loves you on today. Praise God. Just because you are who you are, he loves you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you until the end of this world. Come on and walk with me, Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So here, people of God, I want to go back to the word of God. I got excited, amen, with what the Lord is doing, amen, because I can't see, but I know he's working behind the scenes. My God, I give him glory. Hey, my God, I give him glory. Okay, John 21, 15, 19 says, Christ, let's go to Peter, because you know why I'm going to Peter, praise God, because some people, amen, have put the towel down, praise God. Some people have laid some things down, but God is a restorer. He is the restorer of all things. Amen. Praise God. Don't put your ministry on the back burner. Your oil costs you too much. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. So here in John 21, 15, it says, so when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon, Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. Come on. The Bible says he said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? See, this is what Jesus is asking Peter. Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. See, that's what I'm talking about. Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. Thus he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. It's God talking to somebody this morning. Follow me. In the midst of brokenness, failure, sin, mistakes, and hurt that are experienced in this world, Jesus restores. To restore literally means to bring back, return, recover, put back in order, and to adjust back together. The mercy and grace of God is what God, oh, come on, somebody. God is what motivates Jesus to go to the cross, shed his blood, and raised again. It is through the cross and the resurrection that your restoration is possible. And I'm talking to somebody today. Wherever you need restoration, whether a relationship, your finances, your body, or your fellowship with God, it is possible because of God's provision and willingness to do so. When God restores, he does not take back to the way you were before you experienced being broken. The Lord is much better than that. God's restoration leaves you better than you once were. The Bible says in Zechariah 9 and 12, even today I declare that I will restore double to you, he says. God takes the pain, hurt, and brokenness that may have been caused by you or others, and put your life back in order. Am I talking to somebody? Because somebody needs an adjustment. Adjust what is wrong and bring you to a place of amazing recovery and wholeness. When Jesus restores you, you always turn out better than you were ever before. You may have scars that have shown what you have been through, but they are only a testimony of God's love and power. Jesus was crucified and buried. Can I talk about Jesus today? My God, I give you glory. You think you went through something. My God, I give you glory. He is a perfect example. We know that we are not Jesus. Come on, somebody. Yet caught up by Shonda. But he went through some stuff to see what we were able to go through. Ah, my sake, caught up by Shonda. Jesus was crucified and buried. But when he rose again, he was fully restored. Jesus had the scars to show that he went through hurt and brokenness for this world. But his resurrection called his body to be restored and ready to be ascended back to heaven. Jesus was better in human form after the resurrection because now he had a story of God's power and love and paved the way for salvation and restoration for all who believe in him. As you recall, Peter denied Jesus three times because he followed Jesus at a distance. Peter ended up weeping bitterly because he knew he did not have the strength to be bold for Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. And he let down his loving Savior. He realized that he was not strong enough to live fully for God in that moment. Come on, I want to talk to somebody today. At that moment, and regretted the inability to follow Jesus closely in the trial. In this word today, Jesus had already rose from the dead, and he came face to face with Peter. After eating breakfast with him and a disciple, Jesus went back to the root of Peter's denial of him. See, that's where Jesus do. He goes back to the root of the problem. Ah, can I talk to you today? Praise God. I dare you to spend some time with the Lord Jesus Christ in your prayer time and find out, praise God, where I'm going back to the root of my problem. See, you got to go back to the root of what did it almost here and allow Jesus to heal you of that pain, that hurt, that he can restore you. For every time Peter denied Jesus, Jesus asked Peter three questions and exhorted him three times. Jesus' love restored and empowered Peter to be the leader. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus called him to be. That's why I say to you, people of God, you might not be there yet, praise God, but Jesus know how to get you there. Ah, my sequel of our Santa. Jesus did not condemn Peter, and that's what the world do. They condemn you for what you've been through. They condemn you, for you're not having, or they condemn you, praise God, because you're not where they think that you should be at right now. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, but I'm here to tell you, praise God, don't you let nobody condemn you, praise God, because Jesus has to not say so over your life. My God, I give you glory. Jesus did not condemn Peter, but put him back in place. Is God putting you back in place today? Praise God. And Peter recovered fully. When Jesus restored Peter in this powerful moment, Jesus said, once again, follow me. And somebody being restored today, Jesus cared about Peter. There was nothing that Peter did that could keep Jesus from coming to him, loving him, forgiving him, healing him, and restoring him. My God, I give you glory. The results, the results, the results. Did God restore you, praise God. Did God forgive you? Did God heal your soul? God is restoring his people back to where they need to be, praise God. The result, Peter was better than ever. He fully followed Jesus. Jesus by going to Jerusalem, waiting for the promise of the Holy Spirit, was filled with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost and preached the first sermon. 3,000 people came to God. My God, I'm getting up. Yes, Holy Ghost. 3,000 people came and to be born again. Peter, boldness to stand up and witness for Jesus. And God of Messiah. Oh, I'm got excited about this thing, praise God. Peter never looked back. He will restore better than he was the first time. Have you fallen by the wayside? God can restore you better and let you be anointed and appointed by God. And God will use you to the full. God gave Peter such a boldness. He stood up. Stood up for Jesus. My God, I give you glory. Peter never looked back. He was an apostle who did many signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Hey, come on, say that I'm not fear. It wasn't in his name. Hey, my God, I give you glory. It was in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. You are not too far from God. Come as you are. My God, I give you glory. Bring your brokenness to the Most High and your weariness to receive restoration that only Jesus can do for you and in you and through you. What the devil meant to harm, Jesus will restore you and use you for his good. The Bible says, my God, I give you glory. Genesis 50 and 20, God loves you and loves to restore you. Accept his acceptance of you. And as God restore your life, you will be in awe once again at who Jesus is and what he can do. Hey, Shatorabashanda, with anyone who simply comes humbly and hungry to be restored. You will be better. You will be better. My God, I give you glory. You will be better than you ever have. God will restore you double. My God, I give you glory. It is time, people of God, to know who your God is and what he can do. I can preach to you and do that I must come together to my center and be left behind. But I ask God to keep his hands on me. My God, I give you glory. Lord, you keep your hands on me. Let me hold on to the horns of the altar, God. Let me preach your gospel, God. Anoint me again, oh God. Because some of you have been through so much, praise God. You can't afford to put the towel down, praise God. You can't afford to go back, praise God. Why the devil will kill you out there, praise God, because of the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of you. Yes, he want to try to destroy you. Yes, he want to shut it up. He wants you to go backwards, but I'm here today to decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that you will never go back, that you will never go back. God has you. Amen. Praise God. He has you. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. He has his hands on you today. My God, I give you glory. God is God of the new. New doors, new breakthroughs, new blessings. Prepare your mind, people of God. Enlarge your vision today, praise God. Because he is the restorer. He got told about Shanda. He will bring that brokenness. Hey, my son, and he will mend it. Hey, better than what it was before. Whatever you feel that you're lost in life, praise God. Get ready, people of God. My God, I give you glory. Because we serve a restorer. We serve a God of resurrection. We serve a God of a revival. Lord, send a revival in my life. Lord, send a resurrection in my life, God. Everything that is dead, Lord God, bring it back to life. I decree that over you today, praise God. That's Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. You will walk with God. Know that he has your back. Praise God. He is your rear guard. Glory to God. And he is your provider. He is the Lord your shepherd. He is Jehovah Mechanist. Praise God. He is the sanctifier. He is Hidden. He's never lost a case. Praise God. He's never lost a battle. Praise God. He has you in the palm of his hand. And he said, no one will be able to pluck you out of my hand. Stay in the hands of God. My God, I give you glory. And watch God change your life. My God, I give you glory. And you know what, people of God? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because of how God is going to bless you, the people around you are going to fear God because they're going to know that God is real and God is working in your life. So I decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus and the authority that he has given me in the heavenlies and the earth realm, praise God, that you are blessed, that you will come out with your name, with the glory of God upon your name, that you will come out, praise God, victorious. And yes, it is your winning season. My God, I give you glory. It is time to testify of the goodness of the Lord. It is time, praise God, to proclaim who he is in your life, praise God. He is God, people of God. So we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for the word of God today. Yes, Holy Spirit, I give you glory today, because you are the restorer. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring our lives, oh God. People of God, you're going to make it. You're going to make it to where God wants you to be. You're going to make it because God has your back. Hallelujah. You might have to walk alone in this season, but I'm telling you, people of God, yes, Holy Spirit, it's going to be okay. You got to trust him like you never trust him before. Hallelujah. Anybody is trusting the Lord for what he is doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I might not see, but I know he's working. So we thank and praise God on this day for his glorious power. We thank him for his word. We thank him for his anointing. We thank him for his presence. We give him glory today. I want to, amen, today, amen, we know this is October, and this is the time, amen, that all pastors, this is appreciation month for all pastors that standing on the front line. We celebrate everything, but this today, amen, is a day that they set aside, October the 10th. We know all month, but this particular day is appreciation for the pastor. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, see, this is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings of good things. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God, because people of God, there's many people in this world. Many, many, many. But if Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit picked you out, that you should lead his people, it's a blessing and an honor for God to look upon you and say, I want that one to preach my word. It's a blessing. Hey, it is a blessing. So I want to say to all the pastors out there, amen, praise God. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. May God keep you. May God shine upon you and send you increase, send you boldness in this season to proclaim his word. Hallelujah. We thank God today for his word today. We thank God for the word of restoration today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We give God the glory. God is working on problem. Give it to God. When you fully give it to God, you will have joy. You will have peace. You will have serenity. That when you know that you gave it to God, no more will you be oppressed, depressed. Come on, somebody. somebody. Because God says, I'm restoring you better than you was before. Hallelujah. So let's give God the glory today. Today is Sunday morning, and this is Sunday morning service. Now, this is the part everybody going to hang up on me. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. On Sunday, when we go to church, the offering plate is passed around. Hallelujah. That comes from my uncle, Elder Johnny Burgess. Glory to God. I want everybody to get an offering in your hand. Send it to Mount Carmel International. Send it to the church. Amen. Praise God that the ministry can go on. Praise God. Because, yes, I don't care if it's $5, $10, whatever it could be, whatever God lay upon your heart today. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about today. Send it in. Amen. Praise God. To put it into the kingdom of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let God, as you water God's ministry, God will water you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have my offering. Praise God. I'll do it first. Praise God, because that's what God told me to do. I want your first fruit of everything that you have. That's what he told me in my sleep. So I'm sharing with you how you can be blessed. We know God is a restorer. Hallelujah. But God has placed people down here to be a blessing. So everybody on this, under the sound of my voice, get an offering in your hand. Send it in. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Be blessed. Be blessed, be blessed. And I pray, God, blessings upon your offering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank and praise God on today. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget, praise God. Hallelujah. We know that Pastor keeping it real. Amen. Hallelujah. He's been working on Monday. So we're going to set aside Monday, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, as a day of rest. But we are on, amen, at prayer time at 6 a.m. in the morning with me, praise God. I have prayer at 6 a.m. So on Tuesday, praise God, Bishop Thurman Butler will be on Undisputed Truth Ministries, praise God, at 6 p.m. On Wednesday, Weekly Word Workout with Lady T will be on, amen, at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. Pastor Inona Waters will be on at 6 p.m., praise God, True Vine International Ministry will be on, praise God. So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 a.m. prayer with me, praise God. If you need the number, amen, text me, 302-883-9799. Let me say my phone number again in case you don't know. And if you need prayer, amen, I will pray with you. If you need to be saved, praise God, that because this is what it's really about, praise God, saving souls. If you need to be saved, amen, you can, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, 302-883-9799 to get in touch with me. Amen. So God bless you, people of God. I thank God for you today. Praise God. God, may heaven smile upon you today. So let me pray over you today and let's declare and decree, amen, glory to God, what God has already, he's already accomplished your life. Amen. Just walk it out. Praise God. Don't be fearful of what you see. Trust your God. He's bigger than you ever thought he was. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come. We bless your holy name, God. We give you glory, Father God, on this day, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will move by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you have your way in the lives of your people today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you just rain down upon us, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless every house here today, Lord God. You see and know what they need on today, Lord God. So I pray, God, a blessing, a special blessing be upon them today, Lord God. Send increase into their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, even that you open up our spirit, Lord God, that you could be able to speak to us, God, in the midnight hour, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of what's ahead of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray, God, for the Burgess family. God, I pray for the Williams family. God, I pray for the Waters family. Lord God, I pray for the Morris family. Father God, yes, Holy Spirit. I pray for the Holman family, Father God. And yes, God, and the McNeils, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So God, I bless you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I lift you up. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen, people of God. And guess what, y'all? I'm leaving with a song. God bless you. Happy Sunday, and enjoy your Sunday. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
The highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody.